Welcome to the Number One Man Podcast. Join host Mike Silva as he takes on the issues that are most important to men and fathers and provides great ideas you can use in your life. Now, get ready. Here's Mike.
Hey, gentlemen, I'm Mike Silva. Welcome to the Number One Man Podcast. I've got my daughter, Jenna, in the studio with me.
Good morning, everybody.
Jenna.
Hey. Good morning.
I'm so glad you're here. I'm glad I don't have to do this by myself, sweetheart. I'm glad that you're here to be able to care me, and you give me everything that I share anyway, so I'm glad you're here, so when I mess up, it holds me accountable. So thanks for being here. Guys, today I want to talk to you about, we're doing, for this month of September, we're doing some topics of interest. We're doing things that interest us. I want to talk to you about the magazines that you subscribe to. I want to talk to you about some articles that have happened. Like we talked about on the last podcast, an article from Men's Health. This one is from the September issue of Consumer Reports. And it caught my eye. This one caught my eye because there's a special bonus feature in this September issue of Consumer Reports, and it's simply entitled like this: Make Your Car Last 200,000 Miles. And I thought to myself, good night, what a great article. Since cars are now costing $200,000, it might be good to do whatever we can do to make them last. But actually, I'm just, of course, I'm being facetious. What I really want to talk about, what I think we need to discuss, is, men, I think we need to talk about what can we do to make our life, what do we do to make our life go the distance? What can we do to make our life last as it should? Running smoothly, running with precision, how we like our vehicles to run. How can I make my life run that way? So I've seen so many people that we were talking about here just the other day in our church. We were talking about how this huge, huge willow tree that had been standing, I mean, massive, massive willow tree over the Deschutes River that people have loved and been satisfied in its shade and taken pictures of it for its beauty and all of that stuff. And it just recently went down. And so everybody got together and decided what happened, why did the tree fall down? They fell down. It fell down because it had root rot. Now there's this massive word for it, but that's what it means, root rot. And because the roots had rotted and given way, this massive tree collapsed. And gentlemen, you and I both know that describes the life of a man. It describes the lives of politicians in Washington, D.C., it describes the lives of professional athletes all over this country. It describes the lives of ministers of the gospel all over this nation and around the world. Furthermore, it describes men that work with you. Actually, specifically, it could describe you. Root rot has taken us down. There are people that we can look at in the scripture, like Demas in Colossians chapter 4, and we know that Demas had loved the Lord and served the Lord and walked with the Lord and loved Paul and served Paul and loved being in the ministry with Paul. And all of a sudden, the Bible says, actually it's in Timothy, says that because Demas had loved this present world, he basically got root rot and he went down. And so, men, I want to talk to us today about going the distance. I want to talk to us today about that passage of scripture in 1 Corinthians 9 and verse 24. I want to talk to us about that one because that verse says, or those verses say, in a race, everybody runs, but only one person gets the prize. So run your race to win. I mean, we all watch the Olympics again, and my, what a great reminder. There's so many biblical, theological, Christian applications to athletics and to the Christian life. So Paul says, in a race, everybody runs, but only one gets the gold, he's saying here. So run your race to win, okay? To win the contest, you must deny yourselves many things that would keep you from doing your best. So men, I would just say to you, if you want to go the distance, there's certain things that have to happen. If you want to make your car go 200,000 miles and go the distance, you must maintain it. There is no other way around it. You must religiously, if you please, systematically, habitually change your oil, keep your fluids fresh. You must keep lubed. You must take care of your engine. Burn the greatest quality of fuel that you can. It's the everyday maintenance today that will cause our vehicles to go 200,000 miles tomorrow. And it's the same with our lives. It's the very same in our lives. An athlete goes through all of this trouble just to win the prize or the gold medal or the silver cup, the Bible says. But we do it for a heavenly reward that will never disappear. Gentlemen, don't ever lose that goal. When you're looking at the finish line, remember this. It's not just a silver medal or a gold medal. It is the heavenly reward that will never go away. So I run, Paul says, I run straight to the goal with purpose in every step. When I fight to win. And I'm not just shadow boxing or playing around, man, like an athlete. I punish my body, he says. So one of the ways, in a spiritual sense, one of the ways to be able to go 200,000 miles with your spiritual life instead of 10 years of miles or 50 years of miles before you have root rot and crash, one of the things we need to do is have self-discipline. Like an athlete, he says, I punish my body. I treat it roughly. I train it to make it do what I want it to do, not what it wants to do. Otherwise, I fear that after enlisting others for the race, that I myself... This is one of the most scariest, sobering passages in all of the Scripture, that Paul says that I fear that after encouraging others or enlisting others to run the race, the Christian race, that I myself might be declared unfit or ordered to stand aside or go down with root rot, if you please. That I myself might be disqualified from the race. Another translation says that I might be a castaway. Man, I don't want to be a castaway. I want to go 200,000 miles. I mean, I just want to make it all the way. So I think about Paul, I think about his life, I think about my life, your life, and I would just say to you, what is it in your life right now? If you see or sense or know that there is some root rot going on morally in your life right now, men, here's my encouragement to you. You either stop it or it's going to take you down. And when you start to fall, a massive, massive tree like this massive willow on the banks of the Deschutes River in Central Oregon, when that tree decided that the roots were gone, it no longer had the strength to hold it upright, then it was going down, and there's not a person or thing on the planet that could have kept it up. And men, moral decay will cause your life to crash down just like that willow tree. Your life, just like if you just say, I refuse to change my oil, keep my fluids clean, keep my air filter clean, burn the highest quality of fuel I can, I'm telling you, your vehicle will never, 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 never last 200,000 miles. So take care of your engine, take care of your heart. Watch for moral failure. Watch for ethical failure. Watch those things where you have an opportunity to compromise your integrity, but refuse to do it. Because if you want to go the distance, then you must take care of these everyday things. I love that passage in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 7. Paul says he gets to the very end of his life. He had worked hard that he would stay away from root rot. He worked hard to stay pure and away from the things that would cause him to fall. And he says, you know what? I have fought long and hard for my Lord, and through it all, I have kept true to him. And now the time has come for me to stop fighting and to rest. Or basically what he was saying is, I'm at the end of my life. I'm at the end of my life. So I would just say to you today, how do I do that, Silva? How do I stay true? How do I avoid root rot? Very simple, gentlemen. Here's the application. Two things. Number one, stay in the Word. Every day, stay in the Word. But I don't have time to read the Bible. I have a job. If you want to avoid root rot, if you want your vehicle of your life, your spiritual soul to go the distance, to be able to make it 200,000 miles, then I don't care when you do it. I don't care if it's early morning, lunch hour, 10 o'clock coffee break, 6 o'clock after work. I don't know, but you've got to stay in the Word, and you got to be a man of prayer. Listen, if you don't ask the Heavenly Father to give you strength to accomplish what you cannot do on your own, you're going to miss out. And so that's how we apply that. Stay in the Word. Be a man of prayer. Okay? Memorize verses of scriptures. We've got an application that, a little app that is going to be on, available on people's phones where I help people memorize one verse of scripture a month. And so keep the word forefront in your heart, and it'll help you avoid root rot. It'll help you avoid your car, your spiritual life, not going 200,000 miles. It'll help you. Being in the Word, being in prayer, memorizing Scripture, it will help you be a man that goes the distance. I'm Mike Silva, and I thank you for joining us today. And I pray that you join us next time as we come up with another topic from an American magazine that is ministered to my heart. So, Jenna, thanks so much for being here today.
Thanks, Dad. And Dad, this was such a great topic. Thanks so much for what you shared. And, you know, I know you're talking to men. This is mostly men listening, but this was a huge challenge to me too. So thank you so much. And just along these lines, if you find yourself kind of in the middle of something right now where this is really kind of ringing true for you, maybe you feel overwhelmed or trapped or caught in the middle and you don't know how to get out, and you need help, we want to help you. We want you to contact us. If you're listening to this on iTunes, we're Mike Silva International is our ministry. You can go to MikeSilva.org and contact us there. If you're checking us out on our Facebook page, you can do a private message to us there, or again, go to our website and email us. But we want to help you. And so thank you for tuning in. Again, Dad, thanks so much for this word. This is
you
a good
bet,
word.
You bet.
Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this month's Number One Man podcast. If you'd like to know more about Mike Silva, please visit us at MikeSilva.org. You can follow Mike and Bradley on Facebook at Facebook.com/Number One Man. That's NUMBEROneMAN. On behalf of Mike and the entire team behind the Number One Man, thank you for listening, and download us again next month.